information, Penny. The name of the tribunal chair, the big poofer, any procedural concern, scheduling, I think you got to let this guy know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Brian Gifford is his name. His telephone number in Victoria, 250-356-6374.
I'll write it up here.
Yeah. Okay. Brian Gifford, 250-356-6374.
Okay, thank you. Hold on a second, okay? I've got a couple of more questions, and then we are running a bit behind. This is an important session, obviously, for us to be able to get questions out. We have Dr. Margaret McGregor here, who is going to talk with us a little bit about some of the issues around the disability appeal forms as well, which I think is going to, you know, elicit some interesting discussion about, how we work with doctors on this. So if we could have just a couple more questions, and then, Christine, if you have a little bit more general information, and then we get Margaret to come and talk to us for a bit, okay? There'll be time afterwards for more questions, okay? So you had a question, and you had a question.
A suggestion earlier about contacting the council of the minister indicates the nature of the problems that may arise. You seem to suggest that it had to be delayed waiting until the documentation that indicates specific problems. I would suggest that while that documentation is very useful, I don't see that there'd be any reason not to contact the person now with some clear indication, because these problems are built into the legislation and they're obvious. I mean, the notion that you have to be there at a given time at a given place is unrealistic and certainly is going to lead to problems. I would feel badly if we left here with some notion that we can't do this, that people who are qualified to do this can't do this now. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I get the feeling it won't be done.
I suggest that people do whatever they can do.
No, I'm
right?
talking about,
yeah.
you said you would do it. You said you would be willing to submit to the council of ministry an indication of the nature of the kinds of problems that fall within the rubric of natural justice that this legislation obviously gives rise to. I don't see any reason to delay doing it.
And I can do that. I totally advise DERA advocates, and that there was an incident involving a DERA client, so I would feel very comfortable on behalf of that person in DERA sending that guy a letter.
And the incidents are going to keep coming up, so they would just reinforce anything that was sent now as an indication of the kinds of problems that are going to arise.
Who is the
legal
counsel? Was Fiona St. Clair at one point?
I don't know who it is.
You had a question, and then
I don't do frontline advocacy or tribunals. I answer an information line at Canadian Mental Health.
Mm-hmm.
But part of my ignorance is there not a period of 7 days or something like that of warning that has to be given to the appellant by the Ministry of a hearing, or is there something legal that says you have to get that within a certain time?
There are time limits that are prescribed throughout the various processes, and I think what you may be thinking of in terms of the 7 days is after a person receives the decision, reconsideration decision, they have 7 business days to launch an appeal to the tribunal, to commence an appeal to the tribunal. And that would be in the prescribed form, the notice to proceed to tribunal.
Would you have sufficient warning to someone that there is going to be a tribunal, like these 2 days or 1 day or no?
No, that also is prescribed in the legislation. But, I mean, it's more... It's not that, the way it's written in the legislation, it's an onus on the tribunal chair, and that the tribunal chair must give notice in no less time period than 2 business days. So they can give notice like a lot earlier, right? But this is a rule on them to say, okay, well, fine, but you can't give notice of the hearing any less than 2 business days before it's to start, right? Yeah.
Okay, thank
you. Now that was, I mean, that that also was, I think, in the old legislation as well. except that we were dealing with a different group of people, different mentality. But in fact, that was in the old legislation as well. It's just that it was never followed. Okay. Well, I think I'm still in good news. I think that's where I left off. Okay, well, this is good and bad news, but I put it in good news because we have to remember that the ministry also is only restricted to information that was previously used to make the ministry decision, right? So all the information that was in the hands of the ministry prior to the reconsideration decision, the ministry also is restricted only to using that information. They also cannot bring up any new stuff at the hearing, at the tribunal hearing. So, you know, we need to remember that because that has happened a lot at tribunals in the past. And we're dealing with the same DSs who are also used to the old system. And they may, you know, they may be coming into the new tribunals dragging out new information as well. And we have to be prepared to say that, wait a second, this is new information. This is not information in support of previously given information. This is new. You can't use it. So that's good news. Okay, well, I'm going to skip some stuff and move to some bad news. And as far as bad news goes, well, there's a procedural little bit of bad news when it comes to reconsiderations. And somebody actually pointed this out on the PovNet list, and now when it comes to the reconsideration requests and how you deliver them, I mean, it used to be that we could just fax them, or at least I fax them, you could just fax them to the office concerned, but you can't do that anymore. They have to be mailed or hand-delivered. So that can be a bit of a problem for those of us who are in advocacy. I would suggest that, given again the current climate, that they actually go registered mail. But you know, we all know how expensive that is. But that really would be the best, unless we're willing to hand deliver them. So that's not such great news. I'm skipping over tribunal. You're happy, aren't you? Tribunal. Well, of course, the really big bad news when it comes to tribunals is that this is no longer a trial de novo, right? We're not going in and rehearing the whole case and starting from zero anymore. You know, what we're doing now is we have a standard of review that's higher than the one we had before. Before, it was a standard of correctness. The ministry absolutely had to be correct, right? And we, of course, could bring in new information. And in other words, it was a total starting from square one again situation. Well, this is not what we have anymore. Now we have to stick to the information that's already on the record. However, there are ways, I mean, we've already, a lot of us have been discussing this, haven't we? There are ways to get that information in and call it, it may be new, but frame it in such a way that we can say that, no, it's not new, it's actually information in support of previously given information. Okay, so we have that to deal with now, and we have this whole new standard of review, which is a higher standard than what we previously had, and it is the standard of reasonableness, and it does mean that the ministry can make an incorrect decision as long as it is reasonable. But again, I'm just going to end on a little bit of I'm going to call it good news, and there still is a lot of room for us to argue. The standard of reasonableness is not a new thing. It's used every day. There's a lot that you can do with it. You know, yes, it does require becoming familiar with it. And once again, I will remind everyone that this is going to end up being on PovNet.
So people will have access to it. And this is about the standard of review. It's not rocket science. We just, you know, need to wrap our heads around it. And frankly, I think at the end of the day, we are going to end up being in a better position to argue our cases than the ministry is, as represented by the DES. And frankly, I think at the end of the day, we're going to become more equipped to argue our cases and know more about how they should be argued than the tribunal members will ever know, according to the draft that I read.
Thank you, Christina.